Welcome to day three of the round of 16. So far, four students have won a place in the quarterfinals and four have gone home. Who is going to be joining Fabian Chibundu, Praise Onuchi, Stephanie Ame, and Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka? I have four debaters in the studio with me, but only two spots up for grabs today, because that's how I beg to differ works. My debaters keep knocking each other out until we are left with one winner, 1 million naira. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University is our prize sponsor. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They're giving our winner 1 million naira. Webster University also gives you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana, finish in the USA, in Europe or Asia. They also offer scholarships, you know, for certain courses. If you'd like to talk about those scholarships with them, call them on 091-22-37-4818. Now, you know the winner gets 1 million naira, but Webster University is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and giving the third-place finisher 250,000 naira. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They're giving the winner an HP laptop. They're giving the runner-up a Galaxy tablet. And they're giving the third-place finisher a JBL Flip speaker. All three finalists will get themselves smartwatches from Obiwizi.com. Visit Obiwizi.com today to get your brand new devices, your goodest new devices. They offer after-sales care as well. They offer all kinds of great stuff. Check them out, obiwizi.com. And all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG Communications. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And all our contestants are getting a goodie bag. In fact, it's beside them at the moment. Could you raise your goodie bag so that those who are watching us live can see them? If you're watching live, by the way, we're streaming on Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. These goodie bags are from Storm Body Spray. So if you're looking to get a new body spray, get a new body mist, get a new body scrub, Storm Body Spray has you covered. A big thank you to our hospitality partner as well, Buka Hot. Buka Hot is making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge. Now, Buka Hot is a restaurant, but they also provide catering services for all your events. And they have a new outlet opening on the day of the I Beg to Differ finale in Ikoyi. I'll tell you where exactly as the show goes along. All right. Now that you have met all our partners and sponsors, let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants. Our first debater is our number 13 seed. He is 15 years old. He's a Tech 1 student at Government Technical College, Ikotun. Stephen Harry, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our number 4 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Wellspring College. Deborah Ajike Joseph.
Thank you.
Welcome to I Beg to Differ. Good afternoon. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again for the benefit of the contenders and the benefit of you who's tuning in for the very first time today. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each get 3 minutes first to present your positions. Then you will get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges are joining us from here in Nigeria, in Canada, and the UK. And they will judge both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points. Number of opponents' points addressed is very important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point also very important. We've provided you with pieces of paper. These pieces of paper are so that you can write down the points your opponent makes while they are debating. That's the only thing you should write on those pieces of paper. If you write any other thing apart from what your opponents are saying while they're debating, you're going to be deducted some marks. Now, if your scores are tied by the time you're both done, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points that you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Most contestants do not like to get a tiebreaker round. Maybe you'll be our first this tournament. Now, you both already know your topic. Voting should be mandatory. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I have a coin that I'm going to toss. Deborah, you're our number 4 seed, so you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you will support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you will oppose the motion. I'm tossing the coin now. Choose.
Head.
Head. Head it is.
So
you're supporting the motion that voting should be mandatory. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for round one. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is day 3 of I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bra.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pusis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Deborah Ajike Joseph. She's 15 years old. She's an SS2, and she's our number 4 seed. She's a student from Wellspring College. Deborah, your 3 minutes start now.
With the panel of judges, Accra and Kipa, my co-debate, I'm a moderator. My name is Ajike Deborah Joseph, and I'm here to propose that voting should be made mandatory due to the following reason. First, voting is a civic duty. Secondly, voting increases political participation. Thirdly, voting increases political awareness. Also, voting makes the government more accountable. Now, what is a civic duty that is comparable to other duties of a citizen, such as taxation? Now, when you are a member of a society, you are bestowed upon the opportunity to enjoy the privileges that society provides. And now, it is expected of you as a citizen to reciprocate that and then contribute to the growth of that society. Also, making voting mandatory will provide the logistics required for the fundamental democracy ethos of the government. Also, when democracy is made compulsory, the government will also equally and effectively represent the citizens in the government, and also the citizens will be more responsible. Now, Nigeria practices a democracy system of government. Tell me, how will we practice true democracy if everyone doesn't engage in the electoral system of their government? We should not forget what the Vipartan said, that voting is not a right, rather it's a duty. Also, voting increases government's accountability. The right to vote and free and fair elections, citizens are provided with the opportunity to elect their leaders. Now, making voting mandatory increases mass participation. And when there is mass participation, everybody has an open referendum to actually validate their leaders. And when their leaders are ineffective, they can, through election, remove them. And if they are effective, they can, through election, allow them to stay there. Also, voting actually makes the government to live up to their manifestos, their campaigns, and also present better candidates. What do I mean? Now, if the political parties are aware that the majority of the citizens out there are aware of their political rights and that they are going to participate in an election, this will move them to actually present, to make promises and to present candidates that they can live up to, so that the people will continue to vote for them. This will also make the people to serve as a check and balance on the activities of the government, because if they know that the people are actually interested in the political activities going on in their country, they won't mess up. Also, making voting mandatory increases political participation. Now, in Nigeria, voter turnout continues to get low. According to INEC, we have about 53% of Nigerians who are qualified voters. And then we have about, that is about 100 million of the population. On the other hand, we have in the 2019 election that just took place 4 years ago, we have about 23% voters turnout. That is about 23 million people in Nigeria. Now, this is not a political apathy problem, because America, which is the strongest democratic country, also faces the same problem. But surprisingly enough, we have countries that actually mandate voting. Yes, they have greater voter turnout. For example, Belgium has 83% of voter turnout, and then Australia has 95% in voter turnout. Now, the problem is not political apathy or necessarily corruption or unawareness. Why? Because it's just sheer laziness on the part of the electorate to actually get up there, go out there, and then buy their PVCs in order for them to vote. Also, making voting mandatory increases political awareness. How? Because if the political parties know that majority of the almost 70% of people out there are not going to get involved in the political activities of their country, they will need this to push them to actually go there and teach about them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Deborah. Great work. She's our number 4 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Wellspring College. Deborah Ajike, that's her name. Her opposer is a 15-year-old Tech 1 student at Government Technical College, Ikotun. He is our number 13 seed. Stephen Harry, your 3 minutes start now.
Good afternoon, Mojoto. Panel of judges, accurate, thank you, for my co-debaters and judges. My name is Harry Stephen, a student of Government Technical College, Ikotun. I'm here to oppose the motion which states voting should be mandatory. But before I set the ball rolling, I'd like to define the keywords, which are mandatory and mandatory voting. Mandatory can be defined as an act of making something compulsory. Mandatory voting is a requirement in some countries that enable citizens to vote during election. Penalty may be imposed on those who fail to do so without a valid reason. Now to my point. Voting should be mandatory. Why? Firstly, citizens have the right to choose whether to vote or not. Compulsion is a part of a slippery slope of totalitarianism, also known as despotism, which democratic countries are fighting against. Secondly, making voting mandatory, however, will not guarantee that the best candidate will get elected. So let's try to encourage and educate the people on the importance of vote instead of making it mandatory. Also, compulsory voting... Voting is an important right, but it is also a choice. Our country is built on the idea of freedom. Forcing people to vote takes away that freedom. Furthermore, our right to vote also includes the right not to, if one chooses. One of the most essential elements of democracy is to respect an individual right to choose. In this case, making voting mandatory, however, will infringe on the right of an individual to also not choose. In addition, rather than making voting mandatory or trying to punish the citizens for not voting, we should try to find ways to encourage them on how to pick our leaders. Like, if the government who are coming up can actually render good governance, then it will encourage the citizens to go and vote voluntarily. In conclusion, trying to amend the factors affecting voting, like alienation and voters' fatigue, and introducing diaspora voting, electronic voting, will actually eliminate voters' apathy and encourage citizens, both within and without, far and near, to vote voluntarily. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen Harry. Well done. Mr. Harry is our number 13 seed. He's 15 years old. He's a Tech 1 student at Government Technical College, Ikotun. Stephen Harry, thank you very much. And thank you to both of you for a wonderful first round. Let's take a very short break. When we come back from this short break, it will be time for the rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, they have to take a look at the points that their opponents have made and then decimate it. And we'll all be here watching on Nigeria Info 99.3, that's Facebook, Nigeria Info FM, that's that's YouTube, or listening online, www.nigeriainfo.fm. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
Thank you again to Webster University for being our partner on I Beg to Differ. It is time now for the second round, the rebuttal round. And this time we'll start with the motion opposer. The motion opposer is 15 years old. He's our number 13 seed. He's a Tech 1 student at Government Technical College, Ikotun. Harry Stephen, your 2 minutes start now.
Since Nanjing on the existing order of protocol, I would like to counter my opponent's point. My opponent made the point saying voting is not a right. But if you check the Nigeria constitution, voting is actually one of the listed rights. Also, he actually said people don't vote not because of voters' apathy, and gave an example of America, that the same thing that's happening now is actually happening the same way in America. If it's actually so, people in Nigeria won't be actually running to America for safety, because the way the situation of Nigeria, the way the leaders are actually leading us, promising and fail, will actually not allow the citizens to actually be interested again into going to vote for any leaders, because there's an adage that says, once beaten, twice shy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stephen Harry, well done. You had 1 minute, 17 seconds left. I recommend that you use up all your time. Let's hear from his opposer, who is our number 4 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Wellspring College. Your 2 minutes start now, Deborah Ajike.
Opposer Cosby, duly observed. You made mention that voting is the right to the Constitution, but I want to say that according to the UN Declaration of Human Rights, Section 29, it is stated clearly that when the rights of the citizens is not for the general good of the country, then the government has the right to infringe upon that rights. Now, let me give you an example. During the COVID-19 lockdown, the government infringed upon our rights of freedom of movement. Now, why didn't you go against it? Because it was for your own good. Now, do you want the government to keep silent when the government is actually running down, when people are not voting? They have to speak up and make voting mandatory so that the people engage in their governments. Also, you made mention that it leads to totalitarianism. Now, it only leads to totalitarianism when there's only one party, but then Nigeria, we practice multi-party, that is more than one or two or three political parties. And then what is the true meaning of democracy? Again, a government of the people, by the people and for the people. And it's only be by the people when the people are actually the ones who voted the government into place. That is why voting should be mandatory. Also, you may mention that how best do we encourage people to vote, if not by making voting voluntary? Okay, right now, are we not encouraging citizens of Nigeria to vote? Are they voting? No. We just have about 23% voters turnout. Then how best do you make the people to vote, if not by making voting mandatory, because everyone actually vote? Also, you may mention that the voters' failure to vote is due to voters' fatigue. Please, don't you just stand up, make us a time, go out there and then cast your vote to vote. It doesn't take much time, just a few seconds. Also, say that I may mention that political apathy is the reason why this voting should not be made mandatory. I want to inform you that if you are saying that political party is the reason why voting should not be made mandatory, that means what you're saying is that when there is no political apathy, that means everyone will vote. But I want to say that is a lie, because people out there will still not vote even when there is no political apathy. Therefore, we have to make voting mandatory. Also, said people don't vote due to bad governance. Let me tell you this. What is the solution to that bad governance? It's not to install new leaders who go out there and then live up to the aspirations of the people. Now, how do you expect us to actually install new government that will live up to the aspirations of the people? It's not by voting. And how do you make that voting possible? You answer the question by yourself. Also, he said making voting mandatory is against the choice of the people. The people have what's the choice of the people? Right to vote and not to be voted for. You have the right to vote, yes. And we're not going to go against.
Thank you very much.
much, Deborah Ajike. Well done. Ah, Deborah, just go pa 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 pa. Oh my! If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have Deborah Ajike facing off with Stephen Harry. Deborah is 15 years old in SS2 at Wellspring College. She's our number 4 seed. And her opponent is our number 13 seed, 15 years old as well, a Tech 1 student at Government Technical College, Ikoton, and they just debated that voting should be mandatory. Deborah supported the motion. Stephen opposed the motion. Now, there could be a tie. If there is, they're going to switch sides. If there's no tie, when we come back from this break, we will announce who our winner is. Don't forget, we're streaming live, and you can watch these children while they debate on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili everywhere. Tell us what you think about what you're hearing so far. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Tweet at us using the hashtag NigeriaInfo IBTD.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Debra.
My name is Anna.
My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pusis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head-to-head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you both for a wonderful debate. And like I say to you before we start, may the best debater win. And unfortunately, there can only be one winner. The results are in. In the presentation round, Deborah scored 31. Stephen scored 31. For presentation style, Deborah scored 17. Stephen scored 17. In the rebuttal round, Stephen scored 8. Deborah scored 26. For rebuttal style, Deborah scored 20. Stephen scored 11. The debate are moving on to their Beg to Differ quarterfinal with 94 to 67 points. Deborah Ajike, congratulations to you and welcome. Stephen, thank you so much for taking part. You did so well. You did so well. Rebuttals are hard, but you did well. And remember, Stephen, out of over 300 applicants, you were in the top 5%. You should be proud of yourself. All right. Thank you so much for participating, Deborah. We're going to send you an email by the end of tomorrow's debate, letting you know what day you'll be back and who you'll be facing and what your topic is. In the meantime, we've got food from Booker Hot for both of you waiting downstairs. Please pick up your gifts from Storm Body Spray. Leave the studio. And the next set of debaters, move forward. Thank you again to both of you. Round of applause for them. Oh, that was something. It really was, wasn't it? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll meet our second set of debaters for the day. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Debra.
My name is Anna
Rambo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Pusik.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In their research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications,
obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Debra.
My name is Anna Rambo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Pusik.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out